Hi, I'm Jib Ellison from Blue Sky, and this is our 10 and 2 report for the week of July 31st. 10 news stories from the week that we think are important, interesting, infuriating, or just downright crazy. Provided to you in about 2 minutes, or as short a time as we can do it, with links to the full stories found on our website. Ready? So here we go. 1. Happy Earth Overshoot Day. According to analysis conducted by the Global Footprint Network and the World Wildlife Foundation, on August 2nd, we human beings officially used up our annual sustainable allowance of resources, such as water, clean air, and soil for 2017. According to the model, if natural resources are life's capital base, we are now eating into the principle with 5 months to go in the year. 2. Bacteria that eat methane have been discovered in an Antarctic lake that has been isolated from the atmosphere for thousands of years. The bacteria's presence could significantly reduce the potential risk of warming posed by reservoirs of gas locked up in the ice. 3. Games and gaming are emerging as an effective tool for fighting fake news by helping users learn how to tell the difference between misleading headlines and factual claims. Digital creative agencies, journalists, developers, and academics are teaming up to create games that create a seemingly unnatural combination of Tinder, PolitiFact, and Pokemon Go. The games are part of a larger effort spearheaded by the Knight Foundation to combat fake news. Four. According to the McKinsey Global Institute, China is now far and away the largest e-commerce market in the world and is a leader in virtual reality, autonomous vehicle, robot, 3D printing, drone, and artificial intelligent venture capital funding. 5. In one of the most surprising examples of rapid genetic adaptation to climate change to date, scientists have been studying a common lizard living on the Texas-Mexico border, which, in just the span of a few months, undergoes a dramatic genetic transformation in response to cold weather. Cold enough to chill my bones. 6. Peak oil demand can't be far away when the CEO of one of the world's largest oil companies says his next car will be an electric vehicle. But that's exactly what happened yesterday when Shell's CEO Ben Van Beurden predicted oil demand may peak by 2030. 7. This week, The Atlantic noted that if everyone ate beans instead of beef, the U.S. could almost meet greenhouse gas emission goals, even if nothing about our energy infrastructure or transportation system changed, and even if people kept eating chicken and pork and eggs and cheese. 8. India's government wants to ban self-driving cars to save jobs. Quote, "We won't allow driverless cars in India," said India's Minister of Transport, Nitin Gadkari. Quote, "I am very clear about this. We will not allow any technology that takes away jobs," unquote. 9. The New York Times makes the claim this week that cryptocurrencies are this generation's pensions. After watching markets disintegrate in 2008, millennials are betting heavily on the digital coins. Obviously, not everyone is this bullish, but it is clear that the path to financial stability is no longer limited to traditional investment. And 10, Kevin Kelly, the futurist, author, founder of Wired Magazines, has alerted us to the existence of a website called HVPER.com. which is the internet distilled into a single page. I've seen it. It's unbelievable. He recommends that we all forego social media, TV, and newspapers and just visit this site once a day. The irony, of course, being that he posted this recommendation to Facebook, which is where we saw it. For links to each of these stories, please visit our website, bluesky.com. That's BLUSKYE.com. The E is in the wrong place. We appreciate your listening, and we'll talk to you next week.